The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You should read and study Deuteronomy chapter 28 and Leviticus chapter 26 and realize it is speaking mainly to the United States and the British people. There was a former fulfillment and there will be a latter fulfillment, which is in process right now and has been for several years, but it is intensifying and will unless we repent. These two chapters are the blessing and the cursing chapters, put in a nutshell, so to speak, and they are aimed directly at Israel and primarily the United States and the British people. You will notice God promised many blessings for obedience and many curses for disobedience. It isn't difficult to see which one we're under right now. I will quote some from Deuteronomy 28, but I don't have time to go through the entire chapters of Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. You can do that on your own, and you should do that. Notice Deuteronomy 28, beginning in verse 43. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. Could this mean economically? Could this mean in clout and in prestige? Is this happening to our nation? Verse 43 is speaking of a process over a period of time. Now let me ask you, is that happening? Is that intensifying? Not too hard to figure out, is it? When you buy something, check to see where it was made. May give you an idea of what we're talking about here. Do you see other nations in Europe and Asia coming to power? Do you see our own nation, the United States, becoming lower? What is happening to the middle class in America? What's happening to our manufacturing industry? How about our huge trade deficit every month, year after year? What is happening to the wealth of our nation? I want to quote to you where we were 50, 60 years ago in relation to where we are today. Paul Kennedy, in The Rise and Fall of Great Powers, pointed out that at the end of World War II, the United States was more powerful in relation to other nations than it has ever been. Pay attention, my friends. Notice what he went on to say here. America alone, he noted, held the secret to the atomic bomb. It also held two-thirds of the world's gold reserves. Did you catch that? America alone held the secret to the atomic bomb. It also held two-thirds of the world's gold reserves, half its manufacturing production, and half its ships, and supplied one-third of the world export. Los Angeles Times, August 27, 1989, is what I'm quoting from. Well, where are we today in comparison to where we were 50, 60 years ago at the end of World War II? Notice verse 44 here of Deuteronomy 28. Speaking of the stranger that is among us, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. America is the greatest debtor nation on earth, whereas we were the richest nation on earth for many years. Notice what Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7 has to say. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now that gives you an idea as to where we are. Have we become a servant nation? If there ever was a time for a nation to wake up, it is now. These things, plus many other evils, are coming to pass just as God said they would, and it's because of our many sins. Notice Jeremiah 30, beginning verse 12. It's speaking to Israel at this very end time. Modern day Israel, the United States and the British people. Verse 12 of Jeremiah 30. For thus says the Eternal, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. Sounds like our nation, doesn't it? If you are a steady listener of the Way It Ought to Be program, you know that we've been doing a series on the birthright blessing that God gave to the United States and the British people, which are Ephraim and Manasseh. And God also said that he would strip us of those blessings if we continued in our rebellion against God. And that's exactly what we have done, and that's exactly what we are doing now. And God is stripping us of those blessings, and it has been in process for several years. God goes on here in Jeremiah 30 and verse 13. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. Well, are things getting better with you personally? Are things getting better with our nation? Are things continuing to go downhill for you personally and for our nation? Verse 14, All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. Yes, we don't have the clout and the prestige that we used to have. We aren't calling the shots and dealing the cards as we once were. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. God makes it very plain, my friend, why that we are in trouble as a nation, and why we are in trouble as an individual and as a family today, because our sins have increased. And we'd have to be blind to not see that and understand that, wouldn't we? Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. God doesn't pull any punches. He lets us know why that we are in so many problems and don't know how to wiggle out of them today. This is an end-time prophecy for the house of Israel, mainly the United States and the British people, all because we have cared less about obeying God and doing those things that please Him as God has commanded us to do. You can close your eyes to these prophecies and warnings of God if you wish, and that is exactly what we as a nation have done. But that hasn't and won't change God's word or God's mind about correcting our people. But if this nation would repent and cry out to God for His mercy, that would change God's mind and prophecy would fail. That is the only way that we will escape as a nation or an individual. Notice what God said in Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning in verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. God holds His true ministers responsible for warning our nation and telling our nation and teaching our nation these prophecies and these warnings that God has laid down in His word. Verse 18. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. Yes, God lays a heavy burden on his true ministers to warn his people of our iniquities, and God will hold them accountable for not doing so. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sins, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous man should not sin, and he does not sin, he surely shall live, because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. So God holds you responsible for what you hear and for what you know. And my friends, it isn't going to pay to continue to ignore God's warning and God's word. That's what we have done too many times, too often, and way too many of us in America and in England and the British people. This is for the latter-day nation of Israel. Ezekiel penned his book 130 years after Israel, ancient Israel that is, had ceased being a nation. This warning and repentance message is for you and me and our entire nations, the United States, England, and their former colonists. Will we listen? Will you listen and repent so you may escape what lies just around the corner for America and the British people? Just around the corner is very close. I can tell you that, my friends. Nations die. Many nations and empires over time have risen and have fallen or have died. Ancient Israel was one of them. Why? Well, because they all turned their back on God. They did what was right in their own eyes. They fell and they died. Are you doing what's right in your own eyes today? Or are you trying to do what's right in the sight of God? America and England have turned their back on God. England is no longer an empire. The U.S. is going down, losing our prestige, our clout, and the pride of our power. We have gone from being the richest nation on earth to the greatest creditor nation on earth. Why? I ask again, why? Why are we in this shape? Well, it's because we have forsaken and forgotten our God. I want to quote what Abraham Lincoln said in 1863. And I quote what Abraham Lincoln said in 1863. President Abraham Lincoln eloquently summarized our forgetful attitude as the American Civil War raged. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. And that's true. America became the wealthiest and the most powerful nation on the face of the earth and the most populous nation on the face of the earth within a short period of time. I don't mean that we're the most populous nation now, but we grew faster than anyone, any nation has ever, in power and prestige and clout and riches and so on, and in numbers. But we have forgotten God. Going on quoting what Abraham Lincoln said, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicating with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of God's redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. Proclamation, March 30, 1863. And my friends, if that were true then, how much more true is it today? Yes, I said, if that were true then, if we had forgotten God at that time, how much more true is it today? How much farther have we turned our back on our Maker today? We seem to think any and everything goes today. We are multiplying our sins, and we aren't even ashamed of them. God isn't pleased at all with our ways, and we aren't concerned about obeying our Maker, obeying and pleasing our God. Notice what God says about our ways in Jeremiah 3, beginning in verse 1. Jeremiah 3, verse 1. They say if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's, may he return to her. Would not the land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, says the Lord. This is an indictment against the United States and the British people. Lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see, where have you not lain with men by the road? You have sat for them like an Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. God says about America and Britain that we are committing so many iniquities and so used to them and so accustomed to them that we aren't even ashamed of them today. Well, if you would like more information, you may request our free literature, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, and you may request our tapes or CDs on this program if you would like to. All you need to do to receive our free literature and tapes and CDs is to call the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we hope and pray that you will take warning and change your life.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.